hold. All right, let's pray. Father God, I love you. I thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for just loving us, Lord. I do thank you for even the snow, even though all the problems that come with it, Lord. It just reminds us of just your righteousness, Lord, and how it just covers us. And Lord, we do pray that you would just keep us safe as we're out and about today, Lord. And we pray for the bake sale today that, Lord, it would just be more than we could ever even ask or think for the Kingdom Seekers ministry, Lord. And Lord, we do pray for the Boyette's daughter-in-law. God, we pray for your comfort and for your hand to be on the situation and that you would get all the honor and the glory, Lord. We do continue to pray for Randy and Julie as they're just continuing to fight the fight with chemo and that you would just be the living epistle that you are through their lives. And God, we just pray for just everybody. There's a lot going on at HBF. There's a lot of moving parts, Lord, but we know that you're God and you're in control and you just want to use us. So I pray that you would, just in a little bit of time that we've got this morning, just speak to us out of the book of Hebrews, that you would just get all the honor and the glory in Christ's name. Amen. All right, so getting a late start. I'm going to give you guys a pass because it snowed. But anyway, so if you got your Bibles, open up to the book of Hebrews. And so I thought I was going to be able to get through this, but it's probably not going to happen. So it's probably, well, we'll see. It's probably going to bleed into next week. One other announcement I forgot to throw out there. So in 2 weeks, so next week is Christmas service. The week following is the fifth Sunday. Is that correct? Or am I missing a week somewhere? Yeah, and so on the fifth Sunday, there's no church at all at 9 o'clock. There is only a 10:30 service. And so I think I've told you guys that in the past, but just know that we're not getting together at 9 like we normally do. We're just getting together at 10:30. So be here for that. So, anyway, so I just want to make sure.
So tomorrow is Jody's birthday.
Okay.
So send Jody some clothes. Did you get a cow shirt today? She did, and Meredith went
and bought one. Meredith went and bought one, so they match.
Yeah.
Matching cow shirt. You got to turn the lights on. I mean, come on. No.
There we go.
Yeah. Maybe because I probably need to.
Yeah. Power outage.
So, yeah. So, we did have a good time at the Christmas thing last night. I appreciate you guys. Okay. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And so, what's Hebrews chapter 11 known for? Somebody tell me. It's the Hall of Fame of Faith, right? Abby's mad because somebody got to it before she did. Yeah. You just see the look on her face. She is not happy, right? So anyway, it is. It's like the Hall of Fame of Faith is what we call it. And, you know, you get the definition of what faith is in Hebrews chapter 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Right? Our Christian faith is basically us. It is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? You know, your best life now? Because I hope that's not it. Because honestly, Christianity sometimes isn't your best life now. And so it's the substance of things hoped for. I am hoping, I have the hope of eternal life. I have the hope of spending the rest of eternity with Jesus Christ, right? And so that's what your Christian faith is the evidence of things hoped for, or is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Because I haven't seen eternal life. Right? I've been given eternal life, but I haven't seen it. It's just begun. And so that is what your Christian faith is. And so that's what the definition of what faith is. But that's not really what I want to talk about. And I want to get through the whole chapter. And so that's why I'm telling you there's no way it's going to happen in 25 minutes. But that's okay. But here's what I got for you, because it's always a list. I've got 16 things.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I'm telling you, you're not going to get through it today. Usually it's 3 or 5, maybe 7. No, there's 16 of them, right? I got 16. What?
I wanted 12.
Well, it just depends, right? I got 16 things that faith is. And so I'm not per se going to tell you what it's. I mean, we're going to read it and we're going to talk about what it's saying, but we're not per se going to talk about the actual thing that they're talking about. Because if you know the Hall of Fame of Faith, the author of the book of Hebrews, which isn't known, quote unquote known, even though we kind of know that it's probably Paul, but we don't. It's not in there that it is Paul, and there's a reason for that. Paul, towards the end of his life, was having a rough go with the Jews, and so he was writing a letter to them without letting them know who was writing it. So that's why it's like that. But anyway, so he goes through and he kind of just lists out through their history, or the early part of their history, some of the really faithful people and some of the things that they did. And so what I want to do as I go through this is I want to tell you kind of something that goes with that. And so I've got 16 things that faith is. And so another thing I want to tell you about the book of Hebrews is the key word. And so, you know, we're getting ready in 3 weeks. 4 weeks, whenever. The first week of January, we're going to start a study in the book of Romans, right? And so it's actually going to be a study. It's not going to be, I'm just teaching you. It's going to be a study. And so I'm not just going to give you the keyword of the book of Romans like I'm going to do for Hebrews right now, but the keyword of the book of Hebrews is better, if you didn't know that. So the keyword of Hebrews is better. And the word better shows up in Hebrews 15 times. And it talks about how there's a better sacrifice. And it's talking about how Christ, basically, at the end of the day, Christ is better than the law. That's what Paul, or the unknown author, is writing, and he's trying to let the Jews know, the Hebrews, right? The Hebrews are the Jews. He's trying to let them know that, hey, I know you guys love the law, but Christ is better, right? And so if you go through it, that word better keeps popping up. And so I've got 16 ways that faith is better, right? And so so we'll go through this. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel, going back to Genesis, right? By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. And so I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to talk about why the sacrifice was better from one or the other, right? We just know that God says that he took the one over the other, right? And so we can look into it as to why, and we can see that, you know, one was the work of your hands as opposed to one was the sacrifice to God. And, you know, God doesn't need your works. He's more after. But anyway, so your first thing is faith is a better sacrifice. Faith is a better sacrifice. Now, you might say a better sacrifice than what? Well, obviously, in past point, we're more about how does this apply to me? What can I take? What can I do with this week? So your faith is a better sacrifice than whatever you can give to God, right? God just simply wants you to be faithful. At the end of the day, just be faithful. Now, what does that mean? Well, in your life and your life and your life and your life, it's going to look different. But simply be faithful. Just simply do the things that God has called you to do, whatever that is. Well, I don't know what God's calling me to do. Well, start by getting in the Word, right? And we'll get to that down the list. But faith is a better sacrifice. You want God? God knew that this was a better sacrifice from Cain over Abel, right? Well, your faith is a better sacrifice than anything you can give to God. Now, does that mean that you don't need to tithe this week? No, that's not what I said. Right? And so I don't need anybody running around saying, that's not what I'm saying. Does that mean I don't need to serve in the ministry? No, that's not what I said. But what I'm saying is at the end of the day, all of those things that you need to do to be obedient, faith is over and above those, right? Faith is a better sacrifice. You know, in the book of Hebrews is all about what is better. Faith is a better sacrifice, right? Than anything else. Now, it's great to give. It's great to do. It's great to, you know, I like to just do everything I can, right? We got here today and we're out there shoveling snow, and it's like you couldn't shovel it and turn around and it was like, this is a losing battle. Like, really quickly, this is a losing battle. Okay, well, I want to be busy doing it, though, right? Because I want to be in the middle of what's going on. I always want to be in the middle of the ministry. Guess what? Faith is a better sacrifice than that. You know, and that's all right. Those things are good things, right? Those things are needed things. Those things are what we need to do, right? We have to you know, guess what? I think I told you guys this last week. The lights on the church, they don't, the city of Harrisonville or whoever it is we get our power, they don't just do that because they love us, right? But we pay them, right? It's warm in here because we pay them, right? I like it that my pastor has a salary. You know, I believe that he needs one, right? And so all of those things, it's good to be obedient, but faith is better, right? And so I'm not saying don't do the simply obedient things. You guys, I've preached that thing 8 different ways, right? Simply obedient. But faith is better. It's a better sacrifice, right? And so anyway, moving on, because we got a long list to get through, and I'm not going to get through them all. Verse 5. It says, by faith Enoch, right? Remember, Enoch, he didn't even die. He was just taken up, right? By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Man, that's... If you could have any testimony in the world, like, that's the one I want. I pleased God. Right? Yeah, that's the one I want. You know, I like it when my wife is happy with me. I like it when my kids aren't irritated with me. I like it when, you know, my boss, which happens to be my wife right now, is happy with me. It works out well. But if God is pleased with me, man, isn't that something that you can have peace in? Right? Here's your second one. Faith is a better testimony. Right? Faith is a better testimony. It said that he was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Man, that's the testimony that I want. That should be the testimony that we strive for. Man, we should strive to do good works, right? Because we're called unto good works. Not because we need to get saved by them. That's not what I'm talking about. We're called unto good works. We're called to do these things, right? It's awesome that if you have, you're the guy who's known for, if something needs to be done, you're always there, right? Or you're always in the middle of what's going on. At the end of the day, I want my testimony to be, I please God, right? And it kind of ties into the first point, but you need a better testimony. You know, I think I've got a pretty good testimony. Okay, well, I want a better one, right? I want one that's so good that I don't even have to die. I just get taken up out of here. Well, guess what? I'm in a pretty good position for that to happen, right? Because the rapture's coming. But if not, you know, I want that testimony, right? That I pleased God. There's nothing better than that. Can you think of anything better? That it's like, yeah, that's a pretty good one, but not like you can. And if you can, then I'm going to tell you you're wrong. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. It is a better testimony. Enoch had a better testimony. Verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. Well, that kind of shoots a hole in the non-believers, debate, but whatever. But without faith, it is impossible to please God, please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Let me ask somebody. I know you guys are all Bible scholars in here, but how can we actively, diligently seek God?
Through the Word.
Through the Word, man. You know, it's like, well, yeah, I want to seek God's face. I want to, you know, it says, be holy as I am holy, right? I want to do those things. You're only going to do it. You're only going to know God by knowing God, right? Your third thing, faith is better time in the Word. Faith is better time in the Word. I get it that some of us make time to get in the Word. Faith is better time. Right? Faith is actually getting something out of your reading. Now, I'm not saying that if you're not getting something out of your reading, then you're ungodly, right? There's times in life where you go through dry spells. It's hard. Does that mean you should quit reading? No, right? Absolutely not. You need to be reading. You need to be in the Word. You need to be seeking His face. And it's in the dry times that you need to spend more time, right? That's what you need to do. Faith is better time in the Word. That's what it says. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Well, I don't know about you, but I like gold stars, right? I like somebody telling me you did a good job. That's just, I'm into that kind of thing, right? You can pay me all the day long. I mean, yeah, I'm all about getting a paycheck at work or whatever, but I'm all about, that looks really good. You're just like, yes, it is. You should tell somebody else that I do good work too, so I can go work for them. Right? I'm much more that kind of person. I want, as far as business goes, I want good work to translate to more work. But I'm all about, you know, hey, you did a good job. Well, guess what? Better time in the Word, it's going to come when you spend it, right? When you're in it, when you're doing those things, right? He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I'm all about getting a reward, right? Gold star. Give me a gold star, right? We're discipling Nick and Kendra right now, along with Phil and Meredith. But Nick is definitely a gold star kind of guy. He's like, man, I wanted a gold star tonight, right? He's like, I knew all my verses. Can I get a gold star? And it just cracks me up. Because he's just like me. I'm a lot mindset like Nick is when it comes to that kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, God's a rewarder. I'm like, yes, I want the reward. What do I got to do to get the reward? Of him that diligently seek Him. Spend some time in the Word. Faith is better time in the Word of God. And so I'm not spending a ton of time on each one of these. One, because we don't have a lot of time. And two, because They're just simple things, guys. You just need to apply them and do them. You know, I can only, I'm just telling you what it says as we go through it. But anyway, verse 8. By faith Abraham, or I'm sorry, no, we're not in verse 8, we're at verse 7. By faith Noah. Noah's one of my favorite guys until the fact that he, couldn't stop tipping the bottle. But anyway, before that, he was one of my favorite guys, right? And so, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. I like that part of the verse. He was moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. All right, here's your next thing. Faith is better understanding. Number 4, faith is better understanding. What does that mean? What does that mean, better understanding? Noah didn't understand. God said, hey, Noah, I want you to build an ark. He's like, all right, what's an ark? Right? What's a big boat? Oh, for what? Like, it floats. On what? It's never rained before. Right? Well, what's rain? It's like all this thing. He had no understanding of what was going on. Right? And I'm sure, because God's a God of order, somehow he downloaded some really good blueprints. Right? Because you got to have some decent blueprints to see what's going on. I'm sure somehow he had some blueprints for this thing. But the ark, it didn't just jump together, right? I've built a few things in my day, and I've even got power tools. And it's still, things don't just jump together. And so I'm guessing, unless God some supernaturally gave him some power tools to build this thing, it took him some time, like years, to build this thing. And I'm guessing that there were some people who came by and maybe ridiculed him a little bit, gave him a little bit of, what in the world are you doing, right? And that's the Jesus version of, I'm guessing, what they were saying to this guy, right? What's going on? He had no understanding of what he was doing other than, I was just told to do this, right? But it says he was moved with fear. Sometimes the fear of God in your life is enough to get you to do what you ought to be doing, even when you don't know why you're doing it, right? There were times in our life when we were young Christians, right? And I didn't say young at all because I know you guys think I'm old, but young Christians anyway. But Paige and I, we didn't really know. You guys all just assumed that we know. No, we didn't know, right? I knew nothing about what the Bible said at all when I got saved 11 years ago, 12 years ago, however long ago it was. It's been a minute. Nothing. And so everything we were doing, it was by faith. It was just like, okay, that's what God wants us to do. Oh, well, I'm not supposed to go and do that? Oh, okay. That probably didn't look good, right? Or whatever it was. And everything, and there were some things that were like, that's kind of hard to do. Like, you want me to start giving money, right? Or you want me to start giving time? Well, I've only got so much time, and I like to use my time to make money, right? That was the mindset I had in the world that I came from. There were a lot of things that it was just like, I don't know why I'm doing this other than you're telling me that that's what the Word of God says, and I believe the Word of God enough to save my soul, and I believe it enough that God's going to come after me if I don't do what I'm supposed to be doing. I was moving with fear at times in my life, right? There ought to be times in your life. Now, I'm not saying that you need to, think that God's going to smack you every time you do something wrong. He will, but it doesn't have to, come in the form of get after it. But there ought to be times in your life that it's just like, I don't know how this is going to work out, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm afraid of what's going to happen if I don't. Right? I've heard Brian's testimony so many times, Pastor Brian, where he knew that if he rejected the gospel one more time, he was afraid that God was going to take him out. Like, he knew the truth enough that it's like, if I disobey at this point, it's on me. Well, too many times, even the simple things in our lives, I know what the truth of God's Word says. I probably ought not do that. I probably shouldn't do that. I probably should do this. Okay, well, I know better, and God's given you grace X amount of times. There comes a point in your life where it's like, I'm going to start moving with fear because I'm not going to be mad at God if he comes after me because I knew better, right? Noah moved with fear. I don't know what God had showed him up to this point, but he moved with fear. He was like, a boat. Okay, you got it, sir. I don't know what a boat is, right? But how's this going to work? But he did it anyway, right? He had a better understanding. And sometimes having a better understanding is understanding that you don't understand. I said that right. Sometimes having a better understanding is understanding that you don't understand. And that's okay, right? And that's hard for me because I need to know how things work before I do that. No. Just understand that, you know what? God's got this, and that's okay. And I'm going to roll with it, and God's going to get the glory for it. Praise, that's how it works out. better understanding. Verse 8, now we get to verse 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive an inheritance, he obeyed. That's a great word. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. Verse 10. For he looked for a city which hath a foundations, whose builder and maker is God. God said, "Hey Abraham, remember Abraham, or not Abraham? Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I'll show." So hey, get out of everything, get out of the land that you know, away from the people that you know, into something that I'm going to show you. Well, that doesn't sound comfortable at all, right? I don't do well in like big crowds or groups of people, especially with people I don't know. That's just not my cup of tea. Ask my wife. It's just I'll play the background, right? A call like that, get thee out of thy country, right? Get away from everything you know, and from thy kindred, away from everybody you know, and then I'm going to do something. I'm like, God, do you not know me? I do my best work around people that I understand, right? God's like, okay, that's okay. Just be obedient, right? Here's your fifth one. Faith is better obedience. Faith is better obedience. Now, if you haven't caught on yet, everything is better because it's the book of Hebrews. It's got to be better. But it's better obedience. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, he obeyed. Well, that's awesome. Right? What will God say about you? By faith, well, hopefully it starts by faith. By faith, you know, fill in the blank. Phil, by faith, Chris. By faith, Chris. By faith, whoever, right? When God said to do this, they kicked against the pricks. No, I don't want to hear that. You know, they obeyed. When God said, hey, stop doing that. When God said, hey, why don't you start doing this? When God said, hey, why don't you be a little more faithful in this? They obeyed. Man, faith is a better obedience. You want to be found in the Hall of Fame of Faith? You're going to have to start living these things. Right? These people, and I'm not saying any of these people are perfect. We can go through and pick what each one of these people did wrong. Right? And how they failed. Praise God that a failure doesn't eliminate you. Right? Praise God a failure doesn't take you out of the book. But man, when you knowingly continue to do something you know you're not supposed to, you're not going to have that by faith you obeyed. It's going to be by faith we had to chastise. Right? Because that's what happens. It's like with your kids. And you're like, hey, don't run in the house. But I didn't mean to. Well, but you did. Okay, well, I'll give you grace. Even though I probably shouldn't, I'll give you grace. And then they run off. It's like, I should never have given you grace. By faith, I'm going to chastise you, and hopefully by faith, you will grow out of this. You know, it's the same thing with God. It's like, hey, by faith, I told you not to do that, and you did it. So by faith, I'm going to give you a good old spiritual spanking, right? And hopefully you learn from it, because next time it might be worse. You know, God does those things. If you don't believe me, flip over one chapter in Hebrews chapter 12. He talks about how he chastens his children. You can talk about that. I don't want to read it, but you guys can. But like, if you want to talk about God chastening and why he does, and there's a good chapter for you. Okay? So just throwing that out there. It's better obedience, right? Let's get through another one. We'll get through six. Good grief. I thought I'd get through half of them at least. Verse 11. Through faith, right? Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she had judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, sprang there even of one and him as good as dead. So many as the stars of the sky are multitude and of the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. By faith, Sarah, she didn't count against God. Now, she may have laughed at God when she heard that God was going to, you know, give her... You know, like I said, we're not going to nitpick at what these people did, because Abraham, he only called Sarah his sister like three times, so I'm not sure what... You know, sometimes we don't learn from our mistakes that well. So, like I said, we're not going to go through and pick out failures, but by faith, she was like, oh, okay, I'm like 90-something, and I'm going to have a kid. This sounds glorious, right? I'm sure the promise of having a kid sounds great, but it's not even that. It's just like, You know, I've never had a child. You know, I know that surprises you, but I've never done that. But it doesn't look pleasant, right? And I don't think I've ever heard of anybody that's just like, that was the greatest thing ever, right? Now, Zona's proof that it's worth it, but I'm telling you. So Sarah's like, by faith, this is awesome, right? Sometimes things that are awesome are, they're not awesome. They're like, oh, that's awesome, right? Like, I'm guessing, like, when Holly and Brady found out they were having twins, and I know, I'm sure they were like, that's awesome. You know, praise God, God's going to work it out. But it's like one of those, oh my gosh, God, your blessings are awesome. You know, there's times in life that it's like that. Now, I say that because they would let me say that, right? But anyway, I'm just saying that. So anyway, the last one we're going to get through, number six. Faith is better judgment. Faith is better judgment. And what do I mean by that? I don't know. Better judgment. It says that... where was I even at? She was... verse 11. She herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised, right? Better judgment. Sometimes our what we call quote unquote better judgment isn't better, right? You know, oh, I'm going to use my better judgment here and I'm going to... No, I can already tell you. You don't need to finish your sentence. That's not your better judgment. Your better judgment would be get in the book and see what God says. Her better judgment was, I don't see any way that this is possible other than I'm just going to trust God. That is your better judgment, right? When you finally come to the point where it's like, I have no idea how this is going to work, so God's going to have to do it. And God's like, finally, you're where I want you. I have no idea how I can make this happen. I have no idea how you can... You're right, you can't. But God can. Just trust Him and He will, right? That's better judgment. Faith is better judgment when you finally realize that God can do it and only God can do it. All right, so next week we got to finish the rest of the list, so I'm going to have to wrap it up there. Number two, you see, when there's 16 of them, you got to keep track. Number two was faith is a better testimony. All right, so let's pray. I blame you. I personally blame each and every one of you for being late, and that's why we didn't get through the list. So it's not my fault, it's yours. Just saying. So, you see. Anyway, it has nothing to do with the blizzard outside. We'll just, anyway. So, let's pray and we'll get out of here, guys. Father God, I love you. I thank you for today, Lord. I do thank you for your blessings on our lives, Lord. And I thank you for days even like today when we don't know if we can even make it out of the house or if we can make it home, Lord. We just do pray that you get the glory in our lives, that we just every step we take is by faith, and just that we would just live our lives by faith, Lord. By faith, I pray that you would just get us home safely tonight, Lord, and that you would just send us out this week as lights in a dark world, Lord. I pray by faith that all the stuff for the Christmas boxes comes in and we can get those things sent out, and it would be just a really awesome blessing from HBF. And Lord, I do thank you for allowing Passpoint to be a part of that. I do just pray for those that are sick that we prayed for earlier, Lord, that you would just continue to have your will done in their lives. So Lord, just use us today in Christ's name. Amen. All right.